Welcome to Rialaron International Ministries Incorporated with Anne Elizabeth, where real people meet a real God.
Chin up. In the book of Job, chapter 8, verse 20, it reads, God will not cast away a perfect man. I was talking about Apostle Paul the other day, about how Apostle Paul, after going into heaven, seeing the Lord, preaching all over God's green earth, he said, I beat my body daily, and I bring it under submission to God, so that after I have preached to the multitude, I am not a castaway. So we read in the book of Job, chapter 8, verse 20, God will not cast away a perfect man. Perfect is the Hebrew word tam. Tam means moral, innocent, and pure. You know, we can be people that are moral and live clean, clean lives, pure, innocent lives, doing what is right. It's called righteousness. I think it's the greatest gift I ever got was to be forgiven, of course, because I was very sinful and I lacked knowledge completely. So when God helped me, I was extremely grateful to know and to be able to live a pure, innocent, moral life, because I had never really achieved that very well before. Because I lacked the full message of Christ, that a Christian that dies in the kingdom of compromise, where there's sin in their life and they think nothing of it, will drop down into the lake of fire. The only safe place for a Christian is to live in holiness, which is purity, which is undefiled life, which is a life that is clean of sin, and working out their salvation with fear and trembling in the joy and fellowship of Christ. But, you know, so many people take advantage of the goodness of God and His kindness and His love, and they think, well, maybe, you know, like the devil asked Eve, did God really say you would die if you sin? You know, I saw the place where Christians go that refuse to depart iniquity. They refuse to stop sinning. They cry amazing grace, and then they get dressed up with their girlfriends and they go downtown in their short miniskirts to run around in the bars and drink and carry on and find a guy for the night. And then they come from families where they're fathers see their Facebook page and they see their post of their daughter out with another girl in their lewd clothing, looking around for sin in the downtown area, and they like it. The parent actually likes the photo and encourages that behavior in their child, knowing that God is a God of judgment. The Bible clearly tells us in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 7 and 8, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the world of sin. He will tell the world of righteousness. And He will altogether explain to you judgment. Judgment is the result of your behavior. You will be given righteous for righteous behavior, and you will be given bad correction, discipline, captivity, whatever the case is, loss for sin on earth to guide you into the right path. I have a great Bible study called The Sin Map. Check it out. I think you'll love it. You can find yourself on the map and decide where you want to be, and then it tells you the path to get to your desired location. It's a great study. But I was shocked when I saw this Facebook post. And I was shocked when I saw the father liked it and encouraged the sinful behavior for his daughter, not knowing that if she slipped into eternity in her sin in the in the kingdom of compromise, she would never be in heaven. She would be eternally separated from God. Ephesians 5:5 says there will be no unclean person that enters into the kingdom of heaven. God expects us to use our time on earth to prepare for heaven and to help others to prepare for heaven. It is a place for the prepared. It is a place for the purposed. It is a place for the worthy. You know, you might say, yes, but faith without works is, or not that one, but nobody can, there's only one way to be saved, and that is through Christ, not by works. And I say that is true. In the Old Testament, they had to do works to remit sin. They had to take the animal, sacrifice the animal, etc., etc., etc. In the New Testament, Christ hung on a cross on Calvary as the Passover lamb, the sinless lamb that God put all of the sins of the world on him, and he died in our place. But when you come into Christ, he says, welcome. I've been waiting for you since the day I made you. And here's my book. I want you to eat it, the Bible, read and study it. And I want you to be transformed into my image, which is pure and which is holy and which is undefiled. And I want you to fear sin. I don't want you to sin and lose your life and die in iniquity and be a castaway. I don't want you to live in the kingdom of compromise, because my word is truth. And you will read my words and believe my words. There is no falseness in Christ. You know, we need to fear the Lord so much that we can read the scripture about, you know, people play with the mercy of God to their own damnation. One of those people was Esau. You know, in the Bible, it clearly states that Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. In other words, you know, people that come into Christ, they give up their place in Christ and their eternal home in heaven for a desire of their carnal, lustful, demonic, sinful flesh. And that's what Esau does. That's what Esau did, and it represents the kingdom of compromise. And it was interesting, you know, I knew a gentleman years ago that was very astute. He was a very fine businessman and became very, very wealthy under the hand of God. But he became sinful, and he became to do all kind of drugs and alcohol, and then he would go into strip clubs, and he was very wealthy. So he was able to have all the beauty queens around him and then keep them for the night, paying for their drinks, paying for their drugs, you know, paying for their time, and smoking his cigars, feeling like he was worth something and very sexual and manly, because he could keep all these beautiful women around him. Because some men don't have any self-esteem in Christ, so they're trying to get self-esteem from the world. And the world, which is ran by the devil, will tell you that you need beauty, you need money, you need to have all these women, you need to have more women and more women and more women. And it's just a perverted place. It's the land of perversion is the world. And but you don't have to stay there, but it's your choice. God's given us each a choice. But this man was raised up, and God raised him up, and you know, he left Christianity for sin. And God rescued him. And God asked me to go see him one day. And I went to see him, and I explained to him about my encounter that I had with God. It was 18 years ago, and I said, I said to him, please leave the life of sin. I said, I was in sin, and he and I had used to go to church together. You know, I saw him at church, and now he's in sin because he lived in the kingdom of compromise. See, he left the kingdom of light to live in the kingdom of compromise, not totally the kingdom of the world that have nothing to do with God. That's the kingdom of the world. But the kingdom of compromise, once God and once their sin, and the preachers in the kingdom of compromise tell them, it's okay, you won't lose your soul. But that's not what Jesus said. Read the Bible. I also have a Bible study called Once Saved, Always Saved, The Myth. Check that one out. I have 118 scriptures that tell you otherwise. Very important stuff to know so that you can get out of the kingdom of the world, get out of the kingdom of compromise, and into the kingdom of light. But this gentleman listened to me, but he continued, and I left, and I told him, I said, you need to leave the kingdom of compromise because God will destroy you if you die in that kingdom. He does not let iniquity into heaven. He threw iniquity out at the beginning. His name was Lucifer, and a third of the angels. He escorted Adam and Eve out because of sin. Because the wages of sin is death, that's separation from God. But the gift of God is eternal life. But you have to do things Jesus' way. If you want Jesus' blood to cover your sins, you're going to have to read the book of Jesus, which is the Word of God, Revelation 19:13. And you're going to have to obey Jesus. And you're going to have to apologize to Jesus. And Jesus is going to need to be your Lord, meaning he's in charge of your life. Good morning, Jesus. And he's in charge of your existence. Literally. He didn't just save you for you to be in charge and drag all your dirt into the kingdom of light. There is no dirt in his kingdom. So this gentleman decided to play with God in the kingdom of compromise. He had a front of being a Christian. He had a big Facebook page and a ministry. And he even went to speak at various places. And I heard that he had come down. He was very sick. And I was shocked because I thought, why would this happen? If he departed the kingdom of compromise and he's now in the kingdom of light serving God as a minister of the gospel, which means serving the gospel to you, explaining the gospel to you, teaching you truth for your sake. But he didn't leave sin. And his wife told me that as he is in the hospital dying, here's a young man, and he's dying. He was way too young to go, and he was on oxygen for 2 years. But while his wife left the house and wasn't around, he became addicted to porn again. And so he was a porn addict, and at the same time, he was ministering the gospel. God had him out speaking to different churches, and God had him using social media platform and building his kingdom that way. And he had many people he was feeding the Bible to. Very sad, very scary. He was in the kingdom of compromise underneath the devil. And the devil knows that if you don't depart iniquity, you will die in a lake of fire. And so here this guy was in the hospital in hospice. He's dying. And he looked at his wife and he said, I have so many things to repent of. And she said, what are you talking about? He said, well, I'm a porn addict. Well, she was in shock because he was a very good actor. But near his death, and he's gone now, he's dead, he's off the planet. But as he was dying, he was weeping and gnashing his teeth in fear. Even though he repented, he was weeping and gnashing his teeth in fear. You know, it's not a good thing to play with the mercy of God. And you may say, yes, but everyone that asks God to forgive them is forgiven. Well, I say, you know, that sounds good, but it's not biblical. Esau sought repentance, but the Bible clearly tells us that he did not receive it. It also states that if you love pleasure and you don't give up your sin, that God will send you a delusion so that those who loved sin more than God will be damned. That's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's all these scriptures that we don't know because we don't obey God by living on the bread of life. So it's a very scary thing. And you might say, well, where is this man now? And my answer to you is, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, you might say, well, there's the story about the prodigal son. You know, he went and he was a dirt bag out in the world and he came back home. Yes. But this gentleman was a Christian and he left and he got all dirtied up in the world. And God came to rescue him and brought him back and had all these Christians try to help him. And he even bought him out to serve him in a public dimension and to use his life to help other people. But in that place of honor, in that place where you should have the fear of God, he didn't. He decided to slip back in into his pornography and to put on a face and to preach a gospel that he himself did not live. I hope he found repentance. I don't know if he did. I really don't know. I was startled at the fact that he left the earth weeping and gnashing his teeth. I was startled. So we need to respect God. We need to continue in the fear of God. We don't need to play with God's mercy. We need to do as Apostle Paul said, I beat my body daily, that after I have preached to the multitude, that I myself am not a castaway.
Rielleron International Ministries Incorporated appreciates all of its faithful covenant partners and wishes each and every one of you a beautiful life with Jesus. Please visit Rielleron today at www.rielleron.org.